Nolte, Rob Reiner's son Nick arrested on a felony charge with $4 million bail, report says. By John Nolte on December 15, 2025. Following the murder of his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner, the couple's son, 32-year-old Nick, has been arrested for an unnamed felony and is being held on $4 million bail, reports People magazine. Hollywood legend Rob Reiner, 78, and Michelle, 68, his wife of 36 years, were found murdered in their Brentwood, California, home Sunday afternoon. Early reports said they had been stabbed to death. Later reports claim the couple had their throats slit. From the beginning, unverified reports said the couple was discovered by one of Reiner's grown daughters, who told police to focus on a family member who should be a suspect because she considered this person dangerous. People magazine reported Sunday that the primary person of interest was son Nick, a man with a history of substance abuse problems reaching back to his mid-teens. In 2016, Rob Reiner directed Being Charlie, a feature film co-written by Nick that told the story of a drug addict in a strained relationship with his famous father. According to Los Angeles Sheriff's Department records, Nick was taken into custody and is being held on $4 million bail, reported People Monday morning. Sheriff's Department records online note he is charged with a felony but don't specify further. Rob Reiner was the son of the late comedy legend Carl Reiner. Rob would go on to carve out his own place in Hollywood history with a co-starring role in the iconic and popular All in the Family TV series. In his role of Mike Meathead Stevic, Reiner became a household name and won two Emmy Awards. Later, Reiner would launch a wildly successful career as a feature film director. His hits include This is Spinal Tap, 1984, Stand By Me, 1986, The Princess Bride, 1987, When Harry Met Sally, 1989, Misery, 1990, A Few Good Men, 1992, and The Bucket List, 2007. Reiner was also a left-wing political activist, primarily on social media. After President Trump won re-election in 2024, however, Reiner removed himself from political commentary and social media altogether. A sequel to Spinal Tap, titled Spinal Tap, The End Continues, was released in theaters earlier this year. At the time of his death, Reiner was reportedly working on a Spinal Tap concert movie. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.